Jesus, a new covenant, a message to ACIM and non-dual students. Clarification of terms, part one. As mentioned in the introduction, it is not a requirement to be a Course in Miracles student to reflect on this text. It is equally applicable to all students of non-duality with the desire to recognize divine nature. That said, it can be helpful to clarify the meaning of terms from A Course in Miracles and Jesus, a New Covenant, ACIM, that appear in the text. Acceptance, acceptance of God. Divine light accepts all, and the ego rejects everything. Yet the ego can pretend to accept emotions, pain, suffering and death as necessary. This is not the acceptance of divine light. This is denial, rejection of divine light. Acceptance of the correction, a change in perception, demonstrates that all thoughts, feelings, and emotions are untrue, is immediate. Correction is a change in perception. This is divine acceptance of the power of divine being that is not susceptible to the whims of the untrue. Thus, this means that the untrue need not be accepted as what is happening. Anything that moves or changes can be seen as untrue immediately, and as such falls away. This is acceptance of God, acceptance of divinity, the real as the only thing that is real. Thus, it is not automatically given that any form, thought, feeling, emotion must be experienced. See that divine light does not experience, it merely is. Divine light has no requirement to experience anything to recognize divine light. Thus you, as divine being, need not experience anything unless you desire to experience it. All the power is yours to accept that you have denied divinity and to accept divinity as all there is. This is the only true acceptance and is merely an admission of what is already here. If you withdraw desire from any experience, it will simply disappear as it is a phantom. Awareness, light, infinite light, infinite being. Light is used in many spiritual traditions to refer to the absolute, absolute reality, abstract light, or God. It is called awareness and unborn awareness, or in the case of A Course in Miracles, this is called choiceless awareness. This is infinite love, love without conditions. Some traditions call this agape love. Awareness is unchanging, timeless, and changeless. It is knowledge, however, not the objective knowledge of this world. It is also referred to as what is. In this book, it is also called light of being, although it is beyond being. Beingness is the I am presence in which the original God principle shines into the manifest. In the Bible, Aramaic direct translation to English, the reference is John 9. There is a light of truth that lights everyone who is born. The light, absolute reality, is unspeakable silence and is before the I am presence. Some traditions refer to awareness as synonymous with consciousness, Jesus, like Narsargadha Maharaj, the light, absolute reality, is unspeakable silence and is before the I Am Presence. Some traditions refer to awareness as synonymous with consciousness. Jesus, like Narsargadatta Maharaj, distinguishes consciousness to be different from the awareness. All manifest cannot be separated in truth from unmanifest. Infinite light is beyond manifest and unmanifest. Jesus also refers to this as infinite mind. It is the quantum field described by quantum mechanics. Only absolute is real. This is the meaning of the opening statement in A Course in Miracles. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Therein lies the peace of God. This is true identity, indivisible, immutable. Cause and effect. In A Course in Miracles, Jesus shares that in fragmentation in consciousness and thus in the dream of separation, the experience is that cause, God, is separate from effect, his Son. Since God and the Son of God are the same, and thus cause and effect are one, this is impossible. Yet, in the world, the play of consciousness and the dream, it appears that one thing can cause another, known as causality. This is the belief that somehow there are objects and that one object can impact another. This generates the experience of duality, more than one, in the dream. Thus, in the dream, the illusion is that objects in the world act upon a body. And this is the basis for all fear and suffering of the world. This is the basis for the experience of attack, that a body can be attacked, suffer, and die. Communion, true communication and silence. Communion is a reflection of the natural state of being, communion with Source. It is silence. This is the Source celebrating itself, as itself, whole and complete. Communion is pure joy, happiness, and peace. It celebrates as what it is. The ego, denial of communion, is the belief that words exchanged between forms is communication and a means to experience communion. When it is a denial that communion with all that is already here. Love has no reasons, as reasons are a denial of what has no reason to be happiness. Communion and true communication does not happen through words, as words are an attempt to deny true communion and communication. Absolute reality. Infinite light recognizes that no thoughts are real. Compromise. No compromise. To compromise is to accept that what is indivisible can be somehow divided, less than it is, unholy and incomplete. This is accepting the thoughts of the ego as true and denying divine light. This is the denial of the only reality, light. To compromise is to continue to invest in the untrue, what has no meaning or substance, and to play in the dream as though it does have meaning. Compromising is accepting less than all that is given by the Father, as the Father gives all that is. Infinite light does not know what compromise is, as compromise is an attempt to negotiate for less than all that is. Light, the Father, does not negotiate about who you are. And when you compromise, you are negotiating to be less than who you are. Thus, to follow the Holy Spirit, the divine light within, with no compromise, is the only way to see that God does not compromise when all is given for perfect happiness. Any tension experienced in beingness is compromise, as the light is and knows no tension. Tension is an indicator of the desire to dream other. Consciousness. Consciousness is the totality of expression of the dream. It is the totality of the manifest and unmanifest, seen and unseen, changing world. The holographic, unreal universe of chaos and change. Unified consciousness is the Son of God, also known as Christ consciousness, that arose out of the tiny mat idea, the idea that God could be separate from his Holy Son. In the miscreation of consciousness, the miscreation of a seeming world of bodies apart from the whole, consciousness fragmented into a multitude of fractions to conceal the recognition of infinite light. These fractions are thus the denial of wholeness, denial of light. The attempt by consciousness to conceal infinite light is the generation of all guilt and thus fear and suffering of the world. Fear and suffering are merely a denial of divine light already here. In a manner of speaking, Jesus refers to main categories of fragmented consciousness, subconscious mind, that retains the beliefs and desires that deny infinite light. Consciousness that expresses the unconscious beliefs and desires as the manifest world and all objective experience spinning out the world of form on a timeline, and superconsciousness, the part of consciousness that maintains the memory of true reality, light, absolute reality. Unified consciousness, or unified perception, is the Christ mind. Consciousness is unified through forgiveness. This is seeing all beliefs and desires in the light of truth as unreal. This is called a change in perception, meaning that the false perception of experiencing separate dissolves. This is the burning the chaff and leaving only the good wheat described in the Bible. In many spiritual traditions, this is called cleansing or clearing of the vasanas. Some traditions call this the dark night of the soul. However, Jesus clearly states that a dark night of the soul is not required for awakening to divine light. If it occurs, it is a desired experience within consciousness and is a form of delay in recognition. Reunification of consciousness or Christ mind is what Jesus refers to as the happy dream, the kingdom of heaven on earth. To be in this world, but not of the world. The addiction is an addiction to miscreation of experience within consciousness. Absolute reality does not know what consciousness is, as consciousness is unreal. Even unified consciousness must be transcended as it is not real. Yet a helpful step or appearance in acceptance of absolute reality, choiceless awareness. This is the last lesson Jesus learned on the cross. Correction. Correction is merely an acceptance that nothing is happening, can happen, or has ever happened to change true identity, divine light. Accepting the correction means to accept that separation, and thus pain and death, is impossible. Forgiveness is the form of correction and thus change in perception, the false perception that something happening to a person apart from the whole. The Jesus refers often. Forgiveness is the form of correction and thus change in perception. The false perception that something is happening to a person apart from the whole that Jesus offers in A Course in Miracles. Creation and miscreation. God only creates in wholeness. An infinite extension of all that is celebrating itself. The world, the dream of separation, is miscreation. The misuse of creative potential to miscreate the unreal, the holographic universe. The dream of separation of a world that is both seen and unseen, and continually changing. Nothing other than light is real. Thus, anything other than infinite light is false and a miscreation. Miscreation is the mechanism of consciousness. Creation of what is not real. The experience of time. Change, space, the body, death, and thus personal identity and experience that seems apart from the Father, absolute reality. Any denial of divinity, absolute reality, is miscreation. Crucifixion. Crucifixion is a desired experience arising in the mind of the dreamer. This is the desired experience of self-crucifixion, suffering and death for the seeming creation of the world. It is the belief that sin and guilt are real, that the Son of God is the miscreation of consciousness. Correction, it is the belief that sin and guilt is real, that the Son of God, in the miscreation of consciousness, somehow engaged in an act of sin against God and thus must be punished for it. This is the symbolic casting out of Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden. Yet God, infinite light, does not cast anyone or anything out. God is. Casting out is an idea arising in consciousness to blame God for what is impossible. Casting out is a desired experience to deny the light of divinity through judgment. The crucifixion story of Jesus within consciousness is merely a demonstration that death holds no power over the Son of God, and that all expressions within consciousness are to be seen without exception as expressions of infinite love. Desires. Infinite light, true nature, is. In infinite light, desire is unknown. Desires are unnatural energies, investments in the untrue which are hidden in the subconscious mind that maintain the experience of separation and hiding the experience of unity. All is one. Desires are energetic investments in the experience of separation, which is carried out by beliefs that deny the light is our natural state and expresses in consciousness as objective experiences. The experience of pleasure and pain appearing in the dream, which deny that peace is the natural state. Desires miscreate feelings of something more or less. Something missing, wanting, feeling inadequate and unworthy. These are all desired experiences to deny the light of being. Beliefs below the level of awareness in the subconscious mind are a means to attempt to block the recognition of light, unborn, or choiceless awareness. Emotions. In A Course in Miracles, Jesus says that there are only two emotions, love and fear, and that perfect love casts out fear. Emotions. Anything other than a consistent state of joy, love, and peace. Example, sadness, anger, frustration, overwhelm, apathy, excitement are all expressions of desire for experience and are a fear-based desire for personal identity and the underlying attempt to prove that beliefs are real. Emotions hide the desire for objective experiences real, the experience of more than one. The demand to express emotions is the demand to keep a part of personal identity intact. As Jesus says in A New Covenant, there is no suppression of emotions. See that they do not exist in the light of being. Any experience other than the perfect peace of infinite divine light, love, whole and complete, expressing joy and perfect happiness in wholeness is a denial of divinity. Jesus clearly states that experiencing emotions is not necessary on the spiritual journey, only to recognize quickly that there is an underlying belief that denies infinite light and to quickly see all objective experience in the light of truth, that it does not exist. This is what Jesus means when he says in the Course, "Let us join quickly in an instant of light." Immediate transcendence of emotions through the power of mind. Happiness, joy, and peace are being. What is? This is all there is. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is the means in ACIM of willingness to see what is true in the light of truth. It is a change in perception. a miracle that comes from seeing through a belief as untrue. Beliefs are a mechanism used in consciousness to attempt to place a limitation on love and thus to deny the recognition of divinity, which is unlimited love. In ACIM, this is called giving it to the Holy Spirit. In other spiritual traditions, this is called satsang.